Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Broadcasting live from out on the North Shore. Sure is great to be here. Always fun. Checking it out. On my, clicking away here. And, working on a lot of projects. Have a good time. Like to start out with a little self-promotion. So
hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Me la suerte, ya, a los amigos.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Spotlight on Yodeling. Tonight, we've got a lot of great guests here tonight. We've got a lot of great groups. Let me introduce our critics for tonight. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Hello, everybody. My name is Teddy Ruxpin. I'm from Mahwah, New Jersey, and I'm here at the yodeling competition because I teach yodeling at the New Wave School of Outer Technology.
Teddy, good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Inside yodeling joke.
Oh.
You're
Yeah, I am Olga Uven.
Olga
Uven. Yeah, for sure. I am working at the post office in Gnula, Switzerland.
Well, boy, it's good to have you all here. All right, let's all give a little bit of the ear to a listen to Vladimir and the Kielbasis.
Okay, they are next.
They are coming up next. Vladimir and the Kielbasis. Here they come, everybody.
Okay.
Very good. Could you pass me one of those wax granola bars? I'm a little hungry. Oh, now look at that. For a quintet, they have six people. Isn't that against the rules?
Well, they had seven, but they lost one. All right, let's just critique the lyrics right now at this point.
Okay, let's listen for a second. Good lyrics.
Good lyrics.
Yeah.
They very good.
They go very well with the music.
Very poetic, almost like Edgar Allan Poe.
Too strong on the tuba section.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. All right. That's
you know, I'm really quite anxious to hear that group called Squid Pudding.
Well, here they are. Teddy, you no longer have to ask for it. Here it is, my friend.
Ooh.
Oh, they're playing Mom's Bedroom.
The Mom's Bedroom, which is
my toes are tapsking now.
A classic polka dance, Mom's Bedroom, was first written in 1912 by Vladimir Ostapovich.
Yeah, and then revised by Gershwin.
Yes, and now the Squid Pudding is doing a wonderful rendition.
Oh,
there
it is. Beautiful.
The way the yodi-yodi-yodi-yodi-yodis are coming through so clear and crisply.
Can I have another one of those wax granola bars?
Here you go. You light them, you can read by them at night.
Okay, let's get
it. Very good. All right. They just skid right off the stage there.
Yeah, they do that.
All right,
okay,
we've got us.
The post office workers who are on strike have assembled a little group here that we think is very demonstrative.
I think it's very good.
Political, it's important. The post office workers call themselves the spiders.
Spiders.
I perform with them.
Do you really?
Really? Here, have a wax granola
bar.
I cannot do it before I
Okay, Olga's leaving the witness stand here, the judge
good
stand.
Good luck, Olga.
Yeah, okay. Okay, here we go with Spider, the post office workers on strike.
I cannot wait to hear this. Here we go.
She is.
Oh, she's beautiful. Let me explain the lyrics here.
Okay.
This is a very quaint folk tale. It is about how the wolf meets the squirrel in the tree. Ah, now the squirrel is throwing nuts at the wolf.
Oh,
you can see the nuts falling.
I didn't know Olga was so talented.
Yes, she's very good. She's doing the beaver part now. You hear her?
Oh, she makes a very good beaver.
She does. Oh, but this is when it gets sad, as you can hear now.
Oh, because
we're getting into a melancholy minor key thing going on here. The tree just fell.
Oh, look at the man. Oh, very good.
Not finished.
Oh, that's okay. We only have time for a few seconds on each entry here, Olga. You knew that.
You knew that was the Ruskies when you got into the old spotlight on your show. All right, I don't want to play favorites, but it comes time for the vote. All right, Teddy, who would you pick?
I think I'm going to stick with the Squid Pudding's rendition of Mom's Bedroom. That was my favorite piece.
All right, and Olga?
Oh, I have to go with my group, the post office.
Hold on, wait. Just a minute, you mean I am the tiebreaker?
You will not be coming to my room if you don't vote for you-know-who.
Okay, so I think you
better... Spider, the post office workers! I am no fool.
I am never leaving Wisconsin again. I don't know why I even came to Bavaria.
Oh, have a wax granola bar and forget about it.
She's just a wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
Being wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people that you're talking about. Yeah. Hey. That's great. Great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm an aged woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is that about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? That's right, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is he's just gonna eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's gonna eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little monkey man. Go, get up there. You know the thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. No one ever says, let's go out for English. We have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? That's because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on you know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Count her. And the Scottish have got that thing with something called haggis. In your pockets, like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. You know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis, because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep. It's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, let's just say, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, Lincoln fans. Lincoln fans. He's going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her! She hates Lincoln! I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, I, in my own head, I was doing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh, all right. That sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end. But it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Su esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame! Ayúdame!" Would fall the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and on his feet, she'd go, "Ah!" Well, the top of the stairs go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha!" And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. "You don't have to listen to this, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining." Over my head, over my head. But she was great. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, "Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last." So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." Misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And until I read that little pink book, "Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today," I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hunter. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, an X and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged a manly grin, in he plunged a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! That's very, very nice, you know. I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No, I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it, whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? I'm not up there. Don't try to play. You're such a nice man. Yeah. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Good here. Well, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. Weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands wrapped around it. I don't know if it's a message. Sir Lassus, I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. Okay. Sorry. They've got some handsome people in there, too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed for the day. Stop. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
I'm a social degree.
What is it?
Social degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. That's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. You got associates. And what's your favorite food? I never considered them an actual food. What if we got, honey? I don't know. Pretzels, yeah! Pretzels, pretzels, okay. For dinner, pretzels, pass the mustard. And do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe, but you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
You got a special dance. Get me some fresh bowls of lobster, and I don't know. It's time for the both share. Have a little moment together, you know what I'm saying?
Are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons? Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
That was Steve Mendoza. Don't miss it. Numerous shows that he has on. Oh, my gosh, so many going. So you just want to check out Steve Mendoza. Go to Facebook. He's got Big Band Brunch. I think he's got a Thursday show. I think he's got a Sunday show. But somebody who I do know has a show is Chuck Skull. Chuck Skull, before I even ask, he posted it for me. Thank you, Chuck. It makes my life easier. Chuck Skull, great show. Oh, my God, the golden age of radio. 10 a.m. Saturday. Must check it out. Do your laundry. That's what I do. I turn it on and just listen to the comedy. It's so funny. I forgot how funny everything is, and Chuck Skull brings it all back. That's terrific. Also, Saturdays at, Golden Age, 8 p.m. on Saturday with Kat Vecchione. And that's just on Saturday, so check out Chuck Skull. Terrific show. Terrific. Okay, just keeping it moving right along here. And with a little, Popeye.
Husband, too busy running for husbands.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefiling reasons to Edgar Miliak as Sonic Fortinus, if you vote for me.
Elect us as president, and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Oh, now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president. President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon, and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow, and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen, and streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night, the time they would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore for drumsticks that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
and how to tie a knot. Did you tell her?
Coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh.
Careful. It's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two. Perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
What a wrangle made too.
Step three. Drip, drip, drippity, droppity, drip.
Finally, the most important part. Service with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee bean. Hello, handsome.
Handsome coffee. Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Hey, that was the Apple Sisters. Check them out on Facebook. Thank you. We've got some new guests in the room. Hi, guest. Just type in the guest room where you're listening from. I always like to know that. And if you have anything to promote, let me know. Also, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Always an interesting guest on Betty Jo Tucker. You want to check her out, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday. Also, Chuck Skull in the house, you want to check him at 10 a.m. Saturday, Golden Age of Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and at 8 p.m. on Saturday with Kat Vecchione, World Rock. Check them out. Awesomeness, awesomeness, thank you. Also, Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Betty Jo Tucker's on Blog Talk Radio. Follow them, it's easier, and then you'll know when the show's going to be on. How about a little Camille Theobald? Love this lady.
Dear handsy drunk dude, you're kind of being inappropriate right now. What happened to you being a flamboyant gay man who doesn't like vagina at all? You touching me a lot kind of makes me feel really uncomfortable. And I think I don't like it. Nope. Honestly, if you weren't gay, I'd probably have freaked out a lot sooner. But I thought you were just being fun. And now it's not fun. I don't like being touched so much. Like this. Ooh, you're drunk. You are so drunk right now. Yeah, you are in my bubble. And I don't like it. And this bubble is only intended for men that I approve of, that are like, you know, like near my age and prefer girls. 'Cause that would make sense. That would just make sense. I don't, there's really no other way. Why? That's just how it works. Sexual orientation, right? You seem to be having a blast, but maybe you could do that outside of my personal bubble, yeah? In your own bubble of happiness, okay? So you're not invited in this bubble. Sorry. Why don't you go and find some people who like being touched like this? Oh, look! Barbara Streisand, drag queen! Isn't that interesting? That's way more interesting than me. You should go over there. Well, Camille. Yeah, these are letters. Oh, these are letters to people who know me. That one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters.
Last night I was dreaming, I dreamed about the H-bomb. Well, the bomb went off and I was caught. I was the only girl on the ground. Well, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal in town. And as funny as it may be, the one and only girl in town was me. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were two men every morning, seeing that I was well fed. And believe you me, one sweetened my tea while the other one buttered my bread. Two men giving me oil well, two men giving me gold, and another sweet thing bought me a diamond ring about a 40 carats, I am told. Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. It was something I can't forget, 'cause I think of those 13 gentlemen yet. 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Well, there were three guys dancing the mambo, three guys falling the jack, and all the rest, they really did their best. Boy, it surely was a lively pack.
Oh, 13 men and me, the only gal in town. Yeah, there were 13 men and me, the only gal around. Oh, she won't tell you where she's been, 'cause if it's just a dream, I hope I dream again. 13 men and me, the only gal in town.
Check her out on Facebook. Follow her. She's got CDs on CD Baby. You can check her out, too. I have CDs on CD Baby. That's right. I do. Color me crazy. Go to Nancy Lombardo's CD Baby, and you'll find me. Support the arts by supporting the arts by stuff. And now little Jessica Delfino. Love this woman. She's nuts and talented.
Funny, I never found a man who was willing to take this job. an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you, first time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may wanna wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you trek like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang, like you glowed as it started. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, a slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of hardened heart. And you insist I call you Pluto, but you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would flip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so when tight is loosey-goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? Don't even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. And barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change it. I know it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more it's plain. You're bluffing, you're spec, you're flyer, saying I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-racing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whiny, piney, waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spacely sprocket? So let's just let it be. Pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic. Let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your folks I won't change. Just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. That's funny how these things work out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it.
You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't please.
Whee! See, I'm having fun without you.
Getting back together.
Bye.
Well, we've had a lot of fun, haven't we? A little throwback Thursday. I had guests in the house. Thank you, guest 322. I don't know who you are, but if you have something you want me to mention, an event coming up, feel free to post it in the chat room, and I'll say it in the last minute of my show. Anyway, always good to be here. Always good with to be doing anything, right? It's all good. It's all good. So, I got 60 seconds to go out on something. I don't know. 60 seconds. Don't forget, you can get my CD at CD Baby and Nancy Lombardo, and also you can watch the Nancy Lombardo Show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.mnn.org, or three channels in New York City. Well, time goes fast when you're having fun, doesn't it? All right, well, it's been fun. This is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Tomorrow I may do another show at 10:30 a.m., so check it out. Thank you for joining me in the chat room, those of you who did. It's all good. It's all good. What can I say? It's all good. All righty then. Okay, remember, support the arts by supporting the arts. That means buy my CD. Thank you all. This is Nancy Lombardo. Yeah.
That's all, folks.
Yeah!